Hi, this is Carly Congdon with the Young Americans, and you're listening to Annie Talks.
Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here we go with Annie Talks. Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here's the host, it's Annie Talks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Annie Talks, where we bring to you interesting stories about interesting people that you want to know about. I'm your host, Annie Rivera. Thank you for tuning in, and to those who have already subscribed, if you're new to the podcast, welcome, and I hope you enjoy what you hear, and if so, I personally invite you to subscribe. Annie Talks is brought to you by Daily Gadgets and More. Daily Gadgets and More is proud and committed to offering the largest variety of high-quality products at the lowest prices and the best customer service. Find us on Instagram or visit dailygadgetsandmore.com. That's dailygadgetsandmore.com. Hey everyone, we are full swing into the holiday season and I am so excited to tell you about a show you won't want to miss. I'm talking about The Magic of Christmas, performed by the Young Americans at the La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts. The show runs from December 6th through the 16th. All 250 Young Americans cast members will take to the stage showcasing a plethora of musical talent with over 6,000 costumes, 30 festive scene changes, and state-of-the-art 45-foot LED walls. Musical numbers range from hip-hopping penguins, dancing Santas, and the Nutcracker Suite to Toyland, Polar Express, and Christmas choral music, including Handel's Messiah. Stick around to the end of this episode to get ticket information and how to follow the Young Americans on social media. And now, to talk about the magic of Christmas, the Young Americans, its year-round programs, and so much more, here now is my conversation with Carly Congdon. So joining me on this episode is the booking manager for the Young Americans, Carly Congdon, who happens to also be a Young Americans alum. Carly, thank you so much for being on the show. I really, truly appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So as we know, this is the season for holiday programs and the Young Americans holiday program, The Magic of Christmas, is not one to miss. So why don't you tell us, first of all, let's back up and let's talk a little bit about the Young Americans as a whole. You know, it's been around since, what, about 1962. We have Stephen Haynes as your CEO, Bill Brawley is your chief artist officer and choreographer, director Robin Brawley, and the list goes on and on and on. And then there's this whole program, this college program. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and maybe just fill in some of the gaps there?
Yeah, of course. The organization began in 1962, founded by Milton C. Anderson. And we actually started out as just a choral program focused on choral music and performing in that way. We're credited as being the first show choir. So if you like Glee, it's all thanks to us.
Yeah.
And now we've evolved in the last 25, 26 years. We started doing music outreach programs. And then that's just continued to evolve even more. And we now have our own accredited college program. So based in Corona, California, our participants can actually come out here. And in addition to touring and performing with us, they are able to earn their AA degree, which is pretty exciting for us.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. And now you've also attended, the Young Americans, and you moved over from the Midwest. Am I correct?
I'm
geographically
from South Carolina.
There we go. I knew it was somewhere.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of members from the Midwest. I'm one of the few from the South, but okay. Yes, I did go through the college program and toured for a number of years, and now I'm on staff out here. So pretty exciting.
Yay, awesome. And how was that? There was that, that must have been, you know, an experience of a lifetime for you. And then obviously
it
impacted you greatly. So you came back and you're with the Young Americans now. Started off with, as I understand, a youth programs coordinator and now a booking manager. So that's got to be super exciting for you.
Oh yeah. It's been an incredible journey, and everything that I've learned, I've learned from the Young Americans and the program itself. So, it's been amazing. I owe so much credit to the group.
Awesome. So now to be in the Young Americans, it is an audition based. So can you talk a little bit about that program or that part of the program? And,
sure. And
so how does one audition, and for anybody that's listening that wants to audition?
Yeah, for sure. If you are from the United States, you can audition in any of our show locations. So I kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, but we do outreach programs. So we're traveling all over the country year round. If you come to one of those performances, you can audition after the show there, or you can audition at our Magic of Christmas performance or any of our local shows. And then if that doesn't work, you are able to come visit our campus, do a campus tour, audition on site, or send in a video audition. And then the video audition also applies to any of our international applicants. And then once you go through that process, you go through kind of an approval process. So you send in your audition or you audition in person. And then you find out if you're moving on to the next round. And then from there, if you're accepted, you come out and move to California for the next little while, and then join our new kid year, which is our freshman class for training, and then from there you can audition for all of our outreach programs and tours. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Now, would you say that the Young Americans is could be considered the ambassadors of music or the ambassadors of goodwill? I know that you definitely
Absolutely.
Have that outreach, and it is a representation of all things music. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, of course. Yeah, we're definitely America's musical ambassador. But one of our big philosophies, coming straight from Bill Brawley, our chief artistic officer, is that we go into a place, no matter where we are in the world, we work with students and we find out what the need is for that particular area. So we might go into a school that has an amazing choir program, but they don't quite know how to have as much fun. Or we might go to a different location where there is no music program at all, and we just need to teach them the music. And we always mold what we're doing around the people that we're working with. And then, of course, no matter what we're doing, we're always focused on just inspiring the world through music. So I'd say we're both. We're ambassadors of music. We're ambassadors of goodwill. We go in, we just fit the need.
Yes, absolutely. So now let's talk a little bit about the Magic of Christmas. I know that it opens shortly. It opens in December 6th, runs through December 16th at the La Mirada Theater of Performing Arts. Now, how many years has the Young Americans been performing this holiday program or a holiday program?
Yeah, we've been doing some iteration of a holiday program for probably 30 years. This one in particular has been running since 2000. So we're in our 18th year of the program, and it just keeps growing and growing each year. It's a pretty fun one for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I know that the Magic of Christmas has something for everyone, and I know that there's, I was just reading through some of the things that are going to be featured. I mean, you have 250 Young American cast, you have over 6,000 or about 6,000 costumes, 30 festive scenes. I mean, a hip-hopping penguin or hip-hopping penguin dancing Santa. There's so much, and there's so much for everyone, I'm sure. Can you talk a little bit about maybe what everyone would be in store for?
Oh, yeah. You hit the nail right on the head. There really is something for everyone. And this is the only show that we do year-round where our entire active member group is on the same stage at one time. So it's really exciting for all of us because we go all over the world and then we come back home for just a couple weeks to do the show. But But yeah, we have some amazing highlights. We have all of the, you know, the classical Christmas songs. We have the Christmas waltz. We do sleigh ride. And then we go the complete opposite direction. And like you said, we have a number with tap dancing penguins. We have an entire scene where we've taken popular rock and pop hits and kind of molded those into Christmas songs. And it's a really incredible show. We also recently in the last, I'd say, 6 or 7 years, mm-hmm. we've started using LED screens. So we have 45 foot LED screens that are just incredible. They add so much to the show, and it actually takes a team of 25 people backstage to move all of these LED screens. So not only are they moving benches and things like that, but they're moving giant LED screens all around the stage to kind of set the scene for the entire show. So it's a big one.
Yeah, and then you have the traditional Nutcracker suite and an iteration of Toyland and Polar Express. I mean, mm-hmm. and then you also have a Christmas choral, which is featuring the Handel's Messiah. Oh my goodness. That's just, I'm telling you, it's just, I haven't seen it yet, but I can already tell that it's going to be just a wonderful and festive event and everybody should attend. Yeah. Very cool. Now let's talk a little bit about the alumni, because I was reading through your list and you definitely have, I mean, this is the who's who of entertainment, honestly. And it's not just limited to singers, dancers, actors, or stage and film, but a lot of behind the scenes, such as producers, executive directors, etc. Could you maybe talk a little bit about, you know, some of the highlights of your alum? Are there any specifics that you could think of?
Yeah, for sure. You know, some of the big ones, Vicki Lawrence from the Carol Burnett Show. She was a young American when she was in high school. We have Mark Cherry, who is the writer and producer of Desperate Housewives, and he's done, you know, so much work in television and writing, and he got his start with us. And then just really exciting for us, the chair on Broadway, the star of that show right now, Stephanie J. Block, is a former young American as well. But we really pride ourselves on, you know, creating some really amazing people to go out into the world, and we get a really well-rounded education here. So it's said that on every Broadway show, there's at least one young American either on stage or backstage producing or stage managing and things like that. So we got a good group of alumni.
Yeah, I'll say. Now, in your year-round programs, we talked a little bit about the New Kids Show, but you also have other programs such as the Turn It Up SoCal, Showstoppers, et cetera. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Uh-huh. Sure. Actually, it's 9 times out of 10 when you come see a Young American show, we're actually doing outreach programs with students. So we tour all over the world. We do, I think in a year, we do up to 15 tours, and each of those tours is 3 months long. Mm-hmm. So we have tours in Japan, in Europe, UK and Ireland, and then of course all across the US. So that's our focus most of the year. We actually, through those programs, do over 400 shows in 1 year. And then we have our other, you know, our other really special shows is the Showstoppers, which is another professional level performance that we do in February at the La Mirada Theater, just like this magical Christmas show. Mm-hmm. And then in the summertime, Bill and Robin, our chief artistic officer and choreographer, they go up to Northern Michigan at the Boyne Highlands Resort, and they produce a dinner theater, which has been running for over 40 years up there. We're the second longest running dinner theater in the country. I've had the honor of being on two of those dinner theater casts, and it's just a life-changing experience. You go in and you create a brand new show. So most of our material for all of our tours actually comes from that time and that residency up in Michigan. So it's a pretty special project for us.
Wow, that sounds so magical. Yeah. I love it. And there's definitely a lot of outreach. And yes, for sure. I 100% agree that you young Americans are definitely the ambassadors of music, so, and ambassadors of goodwill. So very well represented. Now, what takeaways do you want listeners to know about the magic of Christmas?
Oh, man, I just think that you can't miss it.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest Christmas shows in Southern California, and it's just, it's a beautiful show. And like I've already said, there's something for everyone. We just reach so many people through this show. So I'd say you shouldn't miss it.
Yeah. And then now, what words of wisdom can you share for aspiring singers, dancers, those who want to be, who want to tap into, you know, what the Young Americans is about? What can you say to them, to those listening, saying, who want to be on the stage, want to, you know, really tap into their own talents, and, you know, maybe discover something they never discovered? What can you tell them?
Oh, yeah. You know, one of our big philosophies here is just to kind of take ownership of your own talent and your own aspirations. Don't ever allow yourself to settle. You know, I personally came out to the Young Americans as a singer, and I have been now in the front row of a tap dance on the road. So really take every opportunity that you can to learn from everything that you do. And a failure is not a failure. It's just an opportunity to learn something, something that you can use in the future. So I'd say the biggest thing that we learn in the Young Americans is just to really stay a student at all times, learn from everything that you do.
Awesome. And now, where can we find the Young Americans on social media?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, the Young Americans Official. If you search that, you will find us. And then we also have a really exciting YouTube channel, also the Young Americans Official. We upload videos all the time. We have a media department that works really hard to get new videos up. And then we're also on Instagram as well. So I'd suggest going to our Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram pages.
Very cool. And then, so let's give it one more shout out. This is The Magic of Christmas, which opens December 6th and runs through the December 16th at the La Mirada Theater of Performing Arts. And then ticket information and website information?
You can come to youngamericans.org, and there's a big banner that says The Magic of Christmas. You click on that and you can find all of that information.
Awesome. Carly, thank you so much for being on the show. I really, truly appreciate it. I'm so excited to come watch and just see. I mean, I've been hearing so much about it. I'm so excited to finally have the opportunity here, being in Southern California myself, never, ever seen it. And I'm really excited to come and see The Magic of Christmas. And I know I've heard nothing but good things. And I know it's just going to be a very magical and very enchanting evening. So thank you so very much for being on the show.
Really, of course.
Absolutely. Well, that's it, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Annie Talks and learning about The Magic of Christmas performed by the Young Americans at the La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts. The show runs from December 6th to the 16th. For show times and ticket price information, visit youngamericans.org. You can also follow the Young Americans on social media. I'll have all the links down below in the show notes, so be sure to check them out. Now, before we go, if you haven't already subscribed, I invite you to subscribe to my podcast. That way you'll be notified anytime we upload a new episode. If you're already subscribed, thank you so much. Don't forget to rate and review my podcast. It would surely help me out, and it would also help others to find this podcast too. You can also follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. I'll have all the links down below in the show notes as well. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and keep listening to Annie Talks.
Hi, this is Carly Congdon with the Young Americans, and you're listening to Annie Talks.